Hey, welcome to Two Blurred Girls. I am Tamika, and this is Tamara.
Hello.
Yay! And she has T'Challa behind her. Yay!
Yay.
And I do not.
You should have got him when I mentioned him.
I was not prepared. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to talk about Marvel's Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 2018, right?
Yes. Because I remember taking my mom for her 50th birthday to go see it.
Oh,
it came out in March.
Yeah. I think I saw Black Panther four times.
Five.
Oh. I always got to one up me.
I'm a Virgo. That's what we do.
Tell me about it. But yeah, so we're just gonna go through the Black Panther movie, just talking about our favorite scenes or what stood out to us. And then after that, we're gonna talk a little bit about the trailer and what we think about the upcoming film, Wakanda Forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tamara, what are some of your favorite scenes from Black Panther?
Mine's the part when Killmonger came in and said, "Hey, Auntie," because I remember getting that onesie for Kaylin because she had that. I did like the fact about them fighting at the restaurant. And it wasn't a restaurant. It was more like a little casino.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. And I thought it was pretty cool that he was on top of the car and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like really awesome and everything. And Nikita, I think it was Nikita driving. Was she driving? Yeah, I think it's her or Okoye. One of them. They were driving the nice car. And I think it was pretty cool how underneath the car it was purple. You know,
I
think it's awesome that the main color for Black Panther was purple, because purple is one of my favorite colors. So,
yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool.
It's also the color of royalty, too.
Yes, it is. T'Challa is the king.
Yay.
Dada, please. May he rest in peace.
Yes. Yes, Chadwick. I think for everyone who. Or for the few people who don't know what Black Panther is about, it's basically takes place from, Civil War, I believe is what is going on. Because in Civil War, T'Challa's father was killed in a bomb raid from Bucky.
Yeah. Was it after they fought that he came back? Or was it before? During the Civil War, when, because I know that he was on Iron Man's side and trying to get Bucky and everything. So I was just wondering, was that during or after they made amends around each other? You know, they'd be like, okay, we're cool and everything. We're still the Avengers, but you got to go one way because you did something you wasn't supposed to do, kind of thing. And T'Challa was able to come back.
I think it was before, right? Because that's when they were going to the Sokovia conference or whatever that was. And his dad was the king of Wakanda at the time. Dad was speaking.
Yeah.
And then T'Challa saw something, a bomb or something, whatever. He saw something suspicious, and he was trying to save his dad, but his dad died in the wreckage.
So it was during, before he was like going to side with Iron Man. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They started out that way. I was just wondering.
That's why he sided with Iron Man, because he was like, this guy got to be stopped. He killed my dad.
He killed the king of Wakanda.
So
that was in his mind.
Panther takes place after that, the aftermath of that, where T'Challa has to take up the reins from his dad, his ritual, With all the power the Black Panther stripped from him, and he has to face a opposing side, which was nobody in the tribes of Wakanda wanted to face him, but M'Baku was the opposing tribe from, they're outside of Wakanda. They don't like Wakanda. And Wakanda, for anybody that doesn't know, is like this technologically advanced Afro-futuristic society. And they use vibranium, which is a rare metal, and it's used for weaponry and clothing and everything. M'Baku, and I forgot what his tribe is.
I
Whatever.
forgot too, but I just know it was about the, it had to do with gorillas because he says
Yeah.
gorilla.
Their tribe is more like traditional. They don't want
Yeah,
none
they're
of
more
this
traditional.
advanced technological stuff. But anyway, he challenged to talk to T'Challa. T'Challa won. So basically that's part of the movie, and then discovers that he has a cousin who wants revenge because T'Challa's dad accidentally killed his dad, the cousin's dad. So they're
He joined the
basically all,
military.
yeah, they're basically all trying to defeat Killmonger, T'Challa's cousin, from destroying the reputation of Wakanda. And all this other stuff. So anyway, that's pretty much the gist of the movie.
Yeah,
And
the
we
thing
just
is about Killmonger and T'Challa, to me, in my mindset, I noticed that some people, our people, are more like Killmonger and everybody else was more like T'Challa. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like some people felt like, these people killed our ancestors, this isn't that. We need to do something about it. And then T'Challa is like more peace, It was kind of like a Malcolm X versus Martin Luther King or Magneto versus Professor X. It was kind of like that kind of thing. So instead of them doing Magneto versus Professor X, it was just T'Challa versus Killmonger, cousin versus cousin, because they had a different aspect of what the world is. So, and the thing is, like, T'Challa had to learn from it because of what he did with Zemo. Because at the end, he told Zemo, what you did was wrong. I know you killed my father, and I kind of want to kill you, but I can't because, I got to be at peace, and you need to be at peace too. So he kind of felt like, okay, there's some things that I feel like, I want revenge, but at the same time, I don't, that kind of thing. So in T'Challa's mindset, that's how he felt. And Killmonger was like, no, I'm getting revenge. Fuck these people.
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean that's a
Was
good.
like, I joined the military for a reason. I tried to get into their thing. I'm smarter than them. I know how to kill their people. As you can see, these marks on my chest, see how many people I killed. I am that bad. I'm a badass. So fuck them. I know what they do behind the scenes. So he was trying to do things like that. So he's like, fuck them. Peace or no peace.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's a interesting point you brought up with Killmonger. Like when he took the throne from T'Challa, he wanted to use, like his dad, he wanted to weaponize our people, which is African Americans, with vibranium so they can take down white systemic racism and everything else. He was very much a Black empowerment leader thing. And so yeah, he was about our people, African Americans. And T'Challa was more like, I only care about Wakanda, and these are my people. And he was more of an isolationist. Like he was like, oh, I don't care about African Americans. I don't care about that. I just care
He
about
just wanted to take
Wakanda.
care of his people.
Yeah, Wakanda is my responsibility. Everybody else outside of Wakanda is not my responsibility.
Right.
You know, so that was an interesting dynamic, even in the African American community. Just, you know, you deal with how some African people, some, not all,
Not all.
they don't really see African Americans as African descendant, you know,
Right.
because we're Americans. And then there's vice versa, and there's all these stereotypes against each other. So I was really glad the director Ryan Coogler put that dynamic in there like that, because that's something that we deal with in the Black community too. But yeah, so that was one of my favorite parts, just that whole the different philosophies. Also, just Suri really impressed me. Just this first time seeing just a Black woman in STEM, like scientific field. And she was the one behind all of T'Challa's weapons and the inventions and technology. Just this girl, his sister. And just even how she is single-handedly pretty much in charge of just keeping Wakanda running, like how she configured how the train should run on vibranium. Just everything is used in vibranium. And I was just really impressed with just like clothing is used with vibranium for shielding, the way the train moves, just how this whole society is built on vibranium and the different uses for it. It's really impressive.
Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, damn, this is better than Japan.
Yeah, right. It's a step up from Japan.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Tokyo, what?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I saw.
That's what I was like, okay.
But it's just really cool how you have to know certain coordinates to find Wakanda because it's shielded. And if you look at not Endgame, what was before Endgame? Infinity War. Infinity War was where one of the battle scenes, like the final battle scene before Thanos snapped his finger, that battle scene was in Wakanda too. But I'm thinking that this was before Thanos.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
before Thanos, because I think the before we get the start about it, the Black Panther 2 is probably during and after Thanos. That's what I think, what it was.
Yeah, I don't know the exact timeline of Wakanda. I'm trying to figure out the timeline for this one, and I believe it was before the snap.
Yeah, this one was before the snap. This one was after Civil War.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
then Black Panther 2 was during and after the snap. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Because of what is her name? Because I know it's Angela Bassett, but what
Yeah.
was her name
Oh, in the Black
in the
Panther?
movie?
Was it Rwanda?
Because it was because how she said that she lost her family. So that's why I felt like, when she
Yeah.
says she lost the entire family, that's what I say. I was like during the snap because of that scene. That's Black Panther 2, not 1.
Oh, you're talking about two. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Black Panther 1 was
Romanda.
during Civil War, and Black Panther 2 was because of what she said in the trailer. So,
Ah, okay, yeah. Romanda, that's her name. Yeah. Well, what are some of your other favorite scenes? Or what do you like about this movie the most?
I just like the fact that they brought him out finally, because usually it would be like Blade, because Blade was like the first black comic book character that made Marvel to be where it is right now. So technically, in this
Yeah.
Marvel universe, T'Challa was the first black comic book character during this thing. But the technically he's the second Marvel character, and how that movie did, the movie did so well during that time because there were so many people in that movie theater. Even when I went there the fifth time, there was still a lot of people in that movie theater. So it was just like, you know, people were just so proud of this movie and everything. Even they, if they didn't read the comics or anything, they were very happy about this movie and everything. So that I felt like that was awesome, especially when you see our people coming in wearing their African garments.
Yeah, I saw that. I remember I even took, like, my parents aren't in the superhero films, but I took my mom and my godmom. And my godmom, she like dressed up in like her cheetah whatever. She had some cheetah print on or something. But yeah, they really enjoyed the film a lot. And they were talking about it too. And I was just like, oh my goodness, it's just generational. Like all generations saw this film.
It's
Everybody.
like every single black person was in that movie theater, but half of them haven't even read the comics. Half of them never even heard of Black Panther. They just wanted to watch that movie because it was representation for them. That's how they felt, you know? And then when they saw the film, then they were like, oh, wow, I gotta read this comic. And then all of a sudden, the comic book skyrocketed in sales,
It
you know?
opened the door for people who haven't read the comic to find out more about him. And I think I saw, like, before the movie came out, I think I saw the Black Panther series on BET. That's pretty good. I think it's hard to find. I think it's on YouTube or you have to purchase it. It was only one season. But that goes in depth too of T'Challa and Siri and the Queen Mother and all the other stuff. And Claw. Claw is the villain, which we thought Claw was going to be the main villain. Some people said they didn't think, because spoiler alert, Claw dies in this film. And in the comics, he's the main villain. And Killmonger is like the second villain, the second threat. So some people didn't think Claw should have died early. But I think
That's
for
how I felt
the
because he was the one that's trying to go steal all the vibranium. You know what I'm
Oh
saying?
yeah.
He was doing all of that stuff because he was the main villain for T'Challa. And the thing, I guess they wanted to take the white man out and just have it as cousin, you know?
Yeah, I guess for the story they were going with, like, just African American and the African and the conflict with that, I guess they decided to kill him off. But I think that's one of the things that a lot of people didn't like. They didn't like him killed off too early.
So I was a little disappointed about that, but I was like, eh, it's just the movies. I know what happens in the books.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And the thing is like I know a lot of comic book nerds, like you said, were pissed off about that. And there was a lot of other things that they were pissed off about. But you know, you just gotta think Hollywood's gonna be Hollywood. No matter what you say or what you do, they're not gonna listen to us.
No, they're not. We're glad we got a Black Panther movie.
Can you just imagine that we have to just like the thing is like just imagine we have to sit and okay, I see nothing but spam comments for the
Yeah,
first one.
I've been trying to get that.
Is that deleted?
Yeah, I don't see it on my end, but
I see it on my end. It's
yeah.
just weird.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But anyways, they just imagine that if they didn't bring out Black Panther, it would have been Blade, but we have to sit here for years waiting on them to come out with a comic book about Blade. And I'm just like, ugh. But I'm just keeping my fingers crossed about the new Blade movie. And hopefully they make it good, you know, and stuff. So,
I still say they can dust
maybe
Wesley off.
Ryan should direct Blade.
That
Because
would
he's
be
a good director, so
yeah,
let
that'd be pretty
him
cool.
direct Blade, that kind of
It'd be
thing.
pretty cool if he directed Blade.
Yeah, so yeah.
But yeah, I also like the women in this film. They're very
Yeah.
more independent. It's
Yeah.
the first time you see like a king, and all his generals are women.
Yeah. Just
And
like in the comics.
yeah, and they're like really badass women too, you know.
If I can find a picture of them,
Yeah.
the only thing that is different is I think some of them have hair. Some of them have fro in this one, but I gotta double check. Let me.
Oh, that must have been when it just came out. But yeah, just like scientific advancement. And women on the they're having their finger on the pulse of that, and just the women who are the generals, and women have an important part to play in Wakanda. It's basically
Yeah.
what I'm getting at. It's not, yeah, I guess it's male dominated, but it doesn't seem like that to me. Yeah, they have a king, and there's a hierarchy with that, but yeah, I don't know. Just them having male, female generals and guards, and Shuri being able to come up with the weaponry and be master of weaponry or war. I'm getting too much into Game of Thrones on this, but that's how
It's
I see
true
her.
though.
She was basically master of war.
Right. But what you're saying is true. It's kind of like it is kind of like that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and even T'Challa's ex. I like how this film has universal themes. You know, like he meets his ex again. He's like, oh boy. But his ex is a spy, which is interesting too. But yeah, she could never take any place in Wakanda because you don't know what side she's on. So she just herself.
Yeah, she's just on for her only.
And just even in toward the end, T'Challa changed too. Like when he was going through the ritual of becoming king and just visiting the ancestral plane, to become king, they have to take a heart-shaped herb, which they believe was granted to them by the goddess Bas. It's an Egyptian goddess. Or something like that. I probably got it out of order. But anyway.
The scene when Killmonger tossed T'Challa off. This is Killmonger with T'Challa in his hands.
Oh. Dang. Okay.
Killmonger has a fro in this one.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, he had dreads in this one, so close enough.
Close enough is good.
Yeah. But yeah, they take this heart-shaped herb, and then it's almost like they die in a sense, and they go to the ancestral plane. I think they do die for a minute, and they go to the ancestral plane to gain wisdom from the previous kings, and then they come back like a rebirth, with the power of Black Panther, like a resurrection type thing. So
Right.
it, like I said, T'Challa went through a lot of growth in this film because at first, you know, he was just following along with the traditions of what the Black Panther is just for Wakanda. And once he found out about his cousin and how destructive he was, he felt sympathy for him, but also felt this sense of responsibility for what his dad did to his dad. And he even revisited the ancestral plane when his mother and sister brought him back with the herb and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
He confronted, it's almost like he confronted his past and said, no, you know, this isn't right. We did this to him, and I have to be the one to stop it. Like, just how you will always want to confront your father if your father passed. That's how I saw T'Challa, just confronting his dad with things of the past.
Yeah, because he felt like he was lied to.
Yeah, we got to make this right, or I
Yeah,
have.
it was like you lied to me. You did something you wasn't supposed to do. We need to fix the situation because he's mad at us for what happened. So I gotta fix your mess. That was
Yeah,
kind
pretty much.
of how he was. He's like, I gotta fix your mess. So
Yeah.
coming back.
Yeah. And you know, it toward the end when Killmonger did die, spoiler alert. it was he always wanted to see the sunset of Wakanda. So Killmonger was always viewed as an outsider, you know, because he was born in America. And he got to see the sunset. And that was a beautiful moment, too, you know, because usually with the villain of the story, you're like, I don't care what you want to see. I'm just going to push you off the cliff. But there was
Bye.
some sympathy there for him, you know, like, yeah.
I think that was a good thing because usually you have to have sympathy for people like that because of the lifestyle they had to go through, the
Yeah.
things that they had to go through. So you just can't punish them for what they did, you know? Just be there for them and just let them be at peace, that kind of thing. So that's what I kind of got it from.
That's good.
So apparently T'Challa gave him that peace. And Killmonger died.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in quotes because, you know, Killmonger is supposed to be the villain for T'Challa, so.
Yeah, him dying off like that. A lot of people were bothered by that too. It was like early deaths for the villains was,
They
I think.
always kill villains off, but they probably been like, we just gotta move on with the next one. So the best way
Yeah.
is to kill him off. You can't put him in jail like they do with DC. They send him to Arkham. I mean,
Yeah.
come on, man.
And then they always break out.
Yeah. When they break out, there you go. It's the same old villain.
Same cycle. But yeah,
They knew it was like the best way is to kill him off.
this film was it was really good. I enjoy it every time I see it. I haven't seen it about a year or two. Especially after Chadwick passed. I
Yeah,
was
it's
kind of
kind of
just
hard.
like speculating like they're gonna do a second one, and I was against it, and I was like, what's going on? How are they gonna do this? I don't, and I was trying to rack my brain with it. But you saw the trailer. We're moving into the trailer. But you saw the trailer. What do you think for Wakanda Forever?
I was very happy I fangirled a little bit because I did get the comic. I have to find it. That's the reason why I don't have it because I can't find it. But it was about Shuri as Black Panther. And I kind of figured that that was the way that it was gonna go because she did become Black Panther right after T'Challa apparently died. So I know a lot of people are mad about it because, you know, the thing is, it's like it's based on a comic. So why are you being mad about it? It's based on the comic. You can't be mad about it because it was like you should have recast Chadwick and da, da, da. What better person can take Chadwick's place? No one can take Chadwick's place, and that person came back, so they need to be blocked.
I'm blocking them, which they seem to be overriding my blocks. Put
Uh-oh.
user in timeout. Oh,
Maybe.
okay.
Yeah, but the thing is like it's based on the comics, people, and sometimes at the same time, let Chadwick be at peace. You know, he's at peace right now, and you can't replace him. You can't replace T'Challa because Chadwick will always be T'Challa. He's T'Challa for life. You know, so his sister Shuri, who is the next in line, is taking his place. Sorry, but not sorry. I don't give a fuck if she didn't get vaccinated or whatever. that's her body and that was her choice. If she didn't want it, she didn't have to get it. But she's Shuri. She's Black Panther. Get the fuck over it. Based on the comic.
Yeah, based on the comic. Yeah. Yeah, because from what I can gather from the trailer, it's supposed to take place after
snap.
Yeah, the snap and something with T'Challa. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's something with T'Challa that happened. And then there's a conflict between the Wakandans and the
Namor.
I was going to say Atlanteans. Meh.
But he is an Atlantean.
Yeah, pretty much, you know.
Namor. But here's the thing, though. Yeah. He's not the villain.
Who's the villain?
He's not.
Oh, who's the villain? And your personal opinion or just how you see the trailer?
Well, you will think that he is, but he's not a villain. You know, because of how the trailer portrayed. Because why would they show you the villain? That's Marvel. They want you to be surprised.
That's
he's
true.
Not a villain.
We don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all I know is there's a big conflict between the Wakandans and Namor and or the Atlanteans/Atlanteans. We don't know what the conflict is exactly from the trailer, but there's a conflict and there's basically a fight for home turf, you know, like defending one's homeland seems to be the theme for me, and also a legacy.
Right.
Like how to preserve legacy. That's what I got from the trailer.
Yeah, the thing is like he is a villain, but at the same time a hero too.
Anti-hero.
Yes. He's like Deadpool.
No, I don't think nobody ever can be like Deadpool. Deadpool is a hero.
I mean like anti-hero wise.
Okay. Deadpool. I don't think I see him riding on unicorns with some Crocs.
Nah. Namor doesn't ride unicorns. He rides dolphins.
With Crocs. Yeah.
Yep. He handles the people in the ocean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to read up on him too because I don't know too much about him. So I have to read his background and figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, okay, I'm reading this part. Unfortunately, troubled bureau between for the avenging son of Atlantis. He lost his kingdom a number of times. He also married Alpha Flight member Marina, another sea dweller, but lost her when she turned evil and was killed. During some exiles from Atlantis, he joined former rivals, the Avengers, and helped to find the Defenders. And he was also a member of short-lived underseas team Deep Six. So during his active membership as an Avenger, his hubris was an obstacle towards teamwork, and his rivalry with Hercules were particularly noble. So he was an Avenger.
Hercules again. Oh, geez. I had to hear about Hercules. I already saw him in Thor.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I don't know.
Namor, so Namor is an Avenger / Defender. So he's not evil in this movie.
Oh, okay.
Because of what people are saying about Namor.
He reminds me of DC's Black Manta. You know, just like that outsider son of the sea. Even though Black Manta wasn't really from Atlantis.
No.
I don't know why I made that correlation. Anyway, just erase that. Not like we're recording, right?
Yeah, erase it when it's recorded.
Take two.
It's live.
What live? Oh no.
You can't edit that part out.
Take two.
Already done saw it.
But and also in the trailer, because in the movie Black Panther, you know, T'Challa He let go of becoming an isolationist, you know, just for Wakanda only, and he started to join the UN in the Marvel Universe and just open up to other countries and, you know, maybe our resources can help you and then help America, blah, blah, blah. But it seems like in this trailer for Wakanda Forever, they're regretting that situation, the decision that T'Challa made. It came back to bite them in the ass.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do it because I'm not sure if my monthly will be on at that time. But will you wear all white?
Tamara, what is going on?
Because I just saw that people said that when they go see Black Panther 2, they're going to wear all white because when you watch the trailer, they were having a funeral and they was wearing all white clothing. So I was just
Goodness.
wondering if you was going to do that. Me, on the other hand, I don't wear everything. I don't wear white. I don't. Because you don't know what happens. So I'm just going to be wearing my Black Panther shirt.
Sarah.
What? I was just asking, are you going to wear all white where you go watch the movie? Because that's what people are saying. They're just going
Myself together.
to I had to say that part because I refuse.
Oh, goodness. I don't like wearing all white anyway, because then it gets dirty and messed up. So I probably won't be doing that. Even with monthly, not monthly, IUD, you know, IUD, might as well put it all out there.
We're all explicit, so
Yes. But yeah, I don't know. I'm paranoid about wearing all white.
yeah.
So I don't think I'm gonna do that. No.
I was like, y'all can have it. I'm not doing it. I'm wearing my Black Panther shirt.
Yes. I need to get another shirt too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get the new one. That's what I'll say. I'll get the new
Ooh, that's
one.
a new Black Panther shirt. Where that
Well,
at?
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have it out already.
Oh, yeah.
I might have to watch Thor first before.
Oh, Love and Thunder?
Yeah.
You can wait till that come on Disney Plus. Sorry.
That's what I was gonna do anyways, to be
Oh,
honest.
okay, good.
I
Are
really don't
you
feel like
gonna
I
you
don't.
think you're gonna go to the theater to see Wakanda Forever or wait?
I might, aka Kaylin will have to stay with her grandma and grandpa because she's a 2-year-old.
Oh boy, yeah.
She doesn't understand that you have to keep quiet in the movie theaters and everything. So she probably will be with her grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, as a moviegoer, I thank you for doing that. Because I see so many, and I understand maybe some people don't have
They
enough
don't have their parents around them. That's
yeah,
what it
to
is.
watch them or whatever. And I
Yeah, and plus
can
babysitting
imagine
is
that's really
expensive.
difficult because you want to see the movie yourself. But I just see so many parents, like when the kids are crying, they muffle them like a kidnapper. It's like,
Well, and also the thing is like, because I've seen that a lot with John Henry and myself, but whenever Kaylin has her tantrums,
Yeah.
we feel embarrassed. And I can understand why, because most people will look at parents
Yeah.
who have kids that just have tantrums.
Yeah.
They will be judged about that, you know? And the thing is, it's like some kids, you can't, and also you can't do what you like, what parents used to do back in the day. If you had a tantrum back in the day, you would have gotten popped.
Yeah, they
I
call
would
the
have gotten
cops on
popped
you
in the
now.
store. But nowadays, you can't hit your kid in the store because if you hit your kid in the store, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, you abuse your kid, you know, that kind of thing. But it's just like parents are embarrassed when their kids fall out
Yeah,
or they
true.
have their tantrums, you know. And it's like it's really embarrassing. And like me, I just kind of feel like I just have to walk away from it, you know? When she falls out, I walk away without me even trying to discipline her about it. I just walk away because it's just like, oh my gosh. But at the same time, you don't want to leave your kid like that because you don't know what that person do. And plus, my baby is a pretty person. And every time people see her, they'll be like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, don't take my kid. That kind of thing. So, you know, I can't walk away, but I do feel like you just gotta tell him, baby, you gotta calm down. But she doesn't calm down. She'll be like, okay, but she still does it. So she kind of gets it, she kind of doesn't. So
Yeah, my
she has
mom
her
walked
control.
away from me when I threw tantrums, and I had to basically run after her and find her
Yeah,
because
you'd be
she
like,
was
I am.
saying, "No, not today. I'm finna keep shopping." And I was like, "Oh my God, she's leaving me."
Yep.
So that's how my mom handled that situation.
Yeah, you just gotta walk away.
That was
Yeah, for me, my mom said I didn't have tantrums when I was younger.
That's
Other
good.
kids around me had tantrums, and she said that I would just look at them and be like, "What's your problem?" That's what I did. But I kind of wish that Kaylin was like that. Just look at other kids and be like, "Why are you crying for? The food's right there in front of you. What's your problem?" That kind of thing. But no, me and John Henry got the tantrums because we were good kids. So good kids have to deal with somebody with the tantrums because our parents are like, "We never dealt with anything like this. We don't know what to do." Other
Somebody,
than either pop you or walk away, we don't know what
yeah,
to do.
that's basically all you gotta do. I don't know
Yeah.
what else. I'm not a parent. I don't know. I didn't
Yeah.
know my mom did the same thing.
Well, technically, somebody told me in the at my cousin's party, even if you actually not just at my cousin's party, but at my job's luncheon, even though you have a kid, every kid is different, you know? Even if they give you a book and t they tell you everything that's what you should do, the thing is that that book is not talking about your kid because your kid is not that like that kid in the book. And I've noticed that because when I read the book, Kaylin wasn't like that when she was an infant. I didn't have to deal with all that crazy stuff when she was an infant. She was just Kaylin, you know? And then when I was carrying her, they also said that if the baby doesn't move, there's something wrong. That freaked me out. And then when they did the ultrasound, Kaylin was just sitting there chilling. She was like, "I don't want to be bothered. Leave me alone." That kind of thing. So I have her now, you know, just because she didn't kick me in my belly a lot, that doesn't mean there's something wrong with her, you know. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just like every pregnancy is different. Every child is different. Just because you get a book and they tell you what do you expect while you're pregnant, what do you expect when you become a mom, those books are not accurate. So, movie theaters, if you can't take your kid to the movie theater, don't go. Be respectful. You know, keep your kid at home. If they have a friend, let them stay a night at the friend's house. If you have a parent, just say, "Hey, mom and dad, can you watch my kid until we get back from the movie theaters?" You know, like if you're close to your parents, you know. But if you're not close to your parents or they don't have any friends or you don't have anybody, just stay home and wait till it comes out because it's tough. It's
And
tough.
now movies are coming out on all the streaming apps now from the theater, so it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I just always see kids in Marvel films who are basically like newborns or a
Yep.
couple months old.
Yep. Because they don't have anybody to watch them.
And they really want to see it badly. But it's gonna come out on Disney Plus. But I guess
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm not qualified to talk about it, but that's from a moviegoer experience. That's what I see
Yeah,
a lot of.
that part I can understand because me personally, if I know how my kid is, this is me. If I know how she is, Kaylin, she's very bratty right now. Not my fault, but she's very bratty. So if she wants something, she doesn't sit still because she's two. So she doesn't understand. She's like, okay, why do I have to sit still for an hour? I want to get down and I want to run, you know? So if I know that's how she is, there's no point in me bringing her to the movie theater because I'm not going to get up and chase my child so she doesn't run up the stairs or down the stairs, or if she can't see, she might fall, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and then if you catch her and you tell her, no, I don't want her to start crying in the movie theater while people are watching the movie, because I feel like I'm disturbing that film for other people, and you don't want that.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to think it that way. Yeah. Don't be that way. Don't disturb movies for people.
Mm-mm.
Especially if it's a new movie and especially when it just came out. Don't do that.
Especially a Marvel film.
Yeah, don't do that. Now, if your kid is like 8 and they're well behaved, and they want to watch a Marvel film, okay. But if they're younger, like 5 and down, don't bring them.
Just stay
home with them, or you can find somebody to watch them.
Just wait till they come on Disney Plus.
Yep, you can do that too.
Yep. Because I remember I went to see it wasn't Homecoming. What was the second Spider-Man movie?
No Way Home.
Spider-Man. Yeah, No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this family next to me, and the girl, she had like some type of jewelry on, and she would just get up and down, up and down. And even like, you know, the silent parts where you're trying to hear the information, and then she get up and down with her jewelry, up and down, up and down. And I was like, oh my gosh. And everybody, you could feel the energy of just people being tense, and they want to say something, but they don't want to be out of line. Really want to say, can you sit her down, please?
They don't want to be rude about it.
Yeah. And nowadays, people are crazy. You can't just get up in people's face and say stuff.
Yeah. It's either you get stabbed, shot, or punched in the face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
People are too sensitive nowadays.
Yes, they are.
And that's another reason why I want to stay home.
That too. That's a good idea too. But yeah. So Black Panther, the first movie, is on Disney Plus, like we said. And I saw now they have an IMAX enhanced version on Disney Plus, which that's what I like about when the Marvel films come to Disney Plus, they give you like the IMAX enhanced or 4K. So you get that along with your subscription.
Yeah
Which
that's the reason why for me, I pay $14.99 a month because of what the I got more with my subscription, but I say it's worth it. And plus my daughter can get to watch Minnie Mouse and everything, so
yeah
I'm happy.
Yeah,
I can watch all my childhood movies, and she can watch them too.
Yes. Good. Yeah,
mostly my childhood movies are outside in the garage and my VHSs, so.
Dang.
I still have them.
Yeah, all my VHSs. I think those are gone.
No, mine's in my garage. I wish I can pull one out for you, but I can't because it's on top of in the garage.
Okay, I believe you.
I don't even have a VCR. So.
Oh yeah, I don't have one either. I have a PlayStation 4. That's my DVD player.
Yeah, my DVD player is my Xbox One.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Black Panther is on Disney Plus now. It's been on Disney Plus, but there's now an IMAX enhanced version. So I saw it, and it looks really cool. The picture quality is superb. Wakanda Forever comes out in November, but I forgot the exact date.
I think November 11th.
11th. We'll go with that this year. And I think that's one of the last Marvel movies before the next year.
Yeah, I think Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is in a phase. It's the last phase. So it's phase, the end of phase four.
Yeah, I have no idea how many phases they have. Do they have like six
Okay.
phases?
They have, I think they have four so far.
Oh, four so far. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I can't wait to see how things are gonna go.
I'm excited.
November. Yeah, I'm still a bit skeptical, but nonetheless still excited. Because I like to see how they're gonna do this. My thing is, I don't want them to base this whole film around if they say T'Challa died mysteriously in something, and they're trying to figure out who killed him. I don't want the whole film to be about that.
Okay, I was off by 11 days. It's 11, November 22nd.
Oh man, Tamri got me so excited. I was like, "Ooh, the 11th."
No, and also what I'm looking at right now under the blurred barrage, I think that's what it is. Yeah, Brigade. It says we are all wearing white to the Black Panther sequel, Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm
Won't
sorry, I won't wear all white. I can't.
I just it gets messy for me. No.
Yeah, I every time I wear white, it's always messy, or if I'm on, so I'm not gonna risk it.
Yeah. But yeah, so any final words?
Huh? No, I.
Sorry, I try to get myself together. Yeah, I'm throw me off. I'm like, what is she gonna say next?
I'm just saying it's true though. Would you rather see a red spot behind somebody? I'm just saying, why would they wear all
On home, Tamara. Bring it
I'm
on home.
just
Listen, catch up.
saying.
I'm saying, catch up. Mind your business.
I'm just saying,
My
you better
slush
bring
is
an
spilled
extra
on this.
jacket so you can tie it around your waist. I'm
Oh
just
man,
saying.
yeah, those jackets help you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Not just to keep you warm in the theater, but just also protect your pants so you won't be embarrassed.
My slushy fell on me. What's your deal? Oh goodness, but yeah.
I just said my last words. I'm good.
You want your last words to be is my period song not wearing
Yeah, don't wear white. That's all I can say is don't wear white on white.
oh
If
boy
you're on, no, don't do
but yeah
it.
watch Black Panther on Disney Plus and Wakanda Forever comes out November 22nd right of this year. So
Yeah,
be
sure.
sure to watch that. Be sure to read up on the comics.
You can get this comic on Amazon, and I think my husband paid $40 for this because it has
What's
a lot of
the
comics in here. It's
name of it?
1966 to 1976. This is volume one.
Oh, Black Panther. Yeah.
Yeah, Black Panther. Let me
Oh.
show this before you turn off.
Yes,
Because
ma'am.
I think everybody should read this one. I'm just saying, if, let me find it. Here it is. I keep passing it. They have
Oh, yeah, Black Panther fight the
versus Klan.
KKK. That was in the 70s. Didn't that one come out in the 70s? That looked like something in the 70s.
Let me see. January 19th. What year is this? I don't see the year on this. I
Yeah,
see the month.
January 19.
January 19th. And it was 25 cents back in the day.
Good old 25 cent for a comic. Sometimes I wish I had a time machine so I could just go back and get all the comics for 25 cents.
And look what it says. Stan Lee presents Black Panther.
Yes, for people that don't know, Stan Lee co-created Black Panther, so.
Yeah, Stan Lee and present Jack Kirby. The Black Panther versus the Klan.
Yes.
Yeah. This is my husband's book, and he was reading it, so I don't want him to miss his spot.
Yeah, for those that don't know, he did create Black Panther. But it's fine. You can think what you want to think.
People don't understand. I know a lot of people are going to get upset with this one, but this one is in there too. So the Klan caught him.
Oh, no.
But he got him. That's all I can say. He got him.
He always wins. He always gets his man. Yeah. He always gets his man. Yeah.
Yeah, he always get him. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm going to kick your asses. And he did.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot why he created Black Panther, but I think it was to for there to be an African-American superhero.
Yeah, but the thing is a lot of people, okay,
or African superhero.
In the first comics, you do see Fantastic Four and everything, but then later on he's in Africa. And I guess some people were telling him, you need to add more white people to your comics. And he was like, okay. And that's why he put the Klan in there. He's like, you want to have more white people? Here you go. How about them apples? They're your white people.
Says Black Panther, Marvel's Black Panther was created to address a serious lack of major Black American comic book superheroes, which was particularly noticeable during the civil rights activism. Black Panther made his print debut in Fantastic Four number 52, July 1966.
So, and then this is T'Challa versus M'Baku, and this is 1976.
So yeah, there you go. Now you know the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's the makeup for the lack of Black comic superheroes in Marvel.
Exactly. It's like, this is all the information. Like at the end of the comics, you'll see all the, you know, information that they have and stuff. You see like the old typewriter and stuff.
Oh, cool.
So I say this is worth it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to put that link in our YouTube page.
You can also see drawings that they did.
Yeah.
Sketches and stuff. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to put that in our YouTube page so people can go to it and get that comic as well.
Yeah. All I can say is read the comics, people. That's all I can say.
Yeah, read the comics.
Don't rely on Hollywood.
Yeah, we don't have too much time to talk about all those people that didn't read the comics, but they let their racism out when Black Panther came out. It's like too much Africa, and then the real comic heads were looking at them like, did you read the comics?
No, they did not. They was like, why is it set in Africa?
Too much Africa.
You just got to look at them like, you didn't read the comic. Okay. No,
you did not read the comic. But yeah, we will be going on a hiatus. I think we're gonna do one more show, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think so because you're supposed to be going to South Carolina soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got a job.
Yeah, you got a job in South Carolina.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say. South Carolina. Yeah, I can't say where it is, but yeah.
No.
It's a big job. It's like, is it August 8th? Got like one more Friday, but either one more show or maybe this show. But we're going on a hiatus. But we will be back. And in the meantime, you have all of our videos, our past videos to go through. and our social media pages.
Yes.
You can follow us on Two Blurred Girls Podcast on Facebook. Also, I think we're dealing with the war in Ukraine. But still do your part to stand with the people of Ukraine. Hashtag stand with Ukraine. You can follow us on Instagram at twoblurredgirls_podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Two Blurred Girls Podcast. And you can also find us on Twitch at Two Blurred Girls Podcast. And even if you don't want to see our beautiful faces, which I don't know why, or maybe you want to see it, but also listen to our fantastic voices, you can subscribe to our audio podcast on Apple. We're also on Google. We are on iHeartRadio. You can look for us on Anchor. You can also look for us on Good Pods, which I forgot where we are on the film and TV podcast. Is it like number 40, number 50? I don't know. Somewhere.
I go back. Look, we're up there. We're
Yeah,
top.
we've been pretty steady on that. So thank
Yeah.
you to all our Good Pods listeners and followers.
I
Thank
was
you.
shooketh about that part because
I was shook about
I
that.
would think that usually I would think that we were like below that, but it just
Yeah.
feels like people like our voices. They
Yeah.
like see how chill we are.
Yeah. And
So
we talk about our
that,
periods.
yeah, that just makes me happy. So I appreciate that a lot.
Makes me happy.
That makes me happy because I'm just like, oh wow, somebody actually likes my voice.
Yeah, you have a great voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're also on Amazon Music and we're on Audible and many other places. Just look for Two Blurred Girls Podcast and we should pop up in wherever we are.
Yes.
Pop up.
Yes.
Hopefully credible sites. If it's something questionable, that's not us. But anyway, yeah, we'll let you guys know if there's one more show or if this is the show and then we're on our hiatus.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, like I said, look at our past shows. Continue to support us, and we'll be back once life gets a little bit calmer.
Yeah,
Yeah,
very comfortable.
because
Not too comfortable because if it
Tamara's a
gets
mom and she has a lot of jobs, and I'm starting
yeah.
a new job and I'm moving. So there.
Yeah. The joys of being a mom.
And an adult.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's worse.
Ah!
I feel like I want to be a teenager all over again.
Don't want to be a teenager. I just want to be a kid where I just went outside and drank from the
Play.
water holes
Yeah.
and didn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. For me, I just say teenager because high school years, basically. Like around that
Never
time, I could
heal
just sit
that
down and watch TRL and
now.
then go on AIM and hear that. You
It's
can hear
kind
the door. When someone logs on, you can
of
hear the door open. And when they log off, you hear the door shut. You don't hear that no more. So,
no dial up, no nothing.
nope, none of that.
No more dial up for us.
Yeah, elementary school, I moved around too lot, too much, so I can't go back during that time.
It's okay.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, but thanks for watching our Black Panther show, Marvel's Black Panther, I should say.
yes. No,
Yeah,
say Stan Lee's. Stan
Stan
Lee
Lee's
presents.
Marvel Black Panther.
Yeah, there you
Okay,
go.
good. That's a long title, but
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
like I said, Stan Lee's Marvel's Black Panther is on Disney Plus. Wakanda Forever comes out November 22nd, I believe.
Yes, it is November 22nd.
If
I would like to
we
look at it.
get geeked up and hyped up enough, we may just be back to do that
Yeah.
review. It just depends on how geeked and hyped we are.
Actually, I would be super hyped during that time. Also, I think Cincy, oops, my pillow fell. My wedding pillow came, fell. I think Cincy might come out with Ch'Challa again.
What? Oh, dang.
Yeah, it's a Cincy buddy.
Oh,
and he comes with
Got a little sensei on his
this
feet.
pack.
Oh, what does that smell like?
Smells really nice. It still has a scent too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, if it was out now, I would have put your website
Yeah.
that one.
So he's not out. So hopefully they'll bring him back during that time
Yeah.
after they saw that trailer. So I'm waiting until the end of the month, meaning that they're going to have. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yes, please. Yeah, I'll
Because
be in
this
touch.
is awesome.
Yeah, take it in the theater with you.
No, he's going to stay
Okay.
home.
All right, all right, all right.
Nobody's not touching Machachala. He's going to
All
stay home.
right, I know my limits. Got
I'm sorry, but this is my baby. This is the only cat I have.
Okay, all right. The one that Caitlin hasn't taken. Got it.
Yeah, she can't reach him.
Ah, good,
I
good.
put him in a high place.
Ah, good.
If I leave him here, she'll get him.
Yes.
If she'll come around that corner, she's like, "Ooh, kitty cat." That's my baby.
Taking everything.
Yep.
Well, now she need a scent to Chalo Buddy, so she won't take yours.
Mika,
Okay.
let
All
me
right.
tell you
Well,
something really quick. No. Let me just, I just want to say this really quick and then we can go. Okay. The Star Wars buddies, okay?
Yes.
I got me the Mandalorian
Oh,
with group with the child, right?
yes,
And I got
the bait.
Princess Leia for Kaylin and Darth Vader for John Henry. She almost took my Mandalorian, but she took the Darth Vader from John Henry, and it was right over there in her little pile.
I taught her well. Take the Darth Vader. Take the Darth Vader and one. Yeah.
She got Darth Vader.
Oh, I'm so proud of her.
And she also has a child, but the bigger version of it. So.
Well, never mind. Well, I was just saying, like, they're the same.
Yeah, but even if they are the same, she'll still be like, "That's mine."
Well, I tried.
Yeah, we tried. That's my 2-year-old. Everything she sees, it's hers.
Oh, gosh.
Like your phone. Your phone is her phone. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, no. And then my watch was her watch.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, this kid's trying to jack me from all I got.
Oh yeah.
Trying to take
She
all my
don't
stuff.
care.
Yeah.
She's you don't care.
Oh my goodness.
If she sees you eating pizza, that's her pizza.
Oh, we're gonna have to fight because I like pizza. I'm like, I'm sorry, child. This is my pizza. That's where I
That's
draw
my baby.
the line at, is my damn pizza.
Pizza, yep. And sometimes she'll get sassy about it. She'll be like, "Eat your pizza." She's not gonna get She'll be
Wow.
sassy about it. Kill out my
Where
baby.
does she
But
keep
that's all I
it
can
from?
say. Me.
At least you admit
Yeah. I
it.
carried her for 8 months. So, me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was almost 9 months when she came.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait
Was perfect.
I was like, wait a minute.
I was at the end of the mark.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. We're finna go.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye.